Welcome to Reflecting God. I rushed into the intensive care unit. Edwin, for whom I had prayed many years, was dying. Although he was intubated, he frantically moved his head from side to side. Oblivious of the nurses, I grasped Edwin's hand and urgently asked, "Are you ready to give your heart to the Lord?" Almost imperceptibly, he stubbornly shook his head. "No." Again, I urged him to pray with me, and once again he refused. The third time, I squeezed his hand and said, "Edwin, you are dying. You must repent and get right with God. I promised your mother to always pray for your salvation. Please, pray right now and ask God to forgive you." As I prayed the sinner's prayer with him, I felt Edwin's thrashing subside. When I opened my eyes, I was touched to see tears streaming down those wrinkled, sin-scarred cheeks. I cried, "You prayed with me, didn't you?" He slowly nodded his head. Peace and joy spread across his face. That day I saw that although the house of flesh in which Edwin had lived was fading, the life that comes from the indwelling spirit was fresh and new, vibrant and shining. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.